From the Soviet Union just a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Bialer, good to have you here. Begin, if you will, with an assessment.
Now, I would say that Andropov's death is the second worst thing that could happen to Russia. The worst thing would be if he would be alive and unable to work and stay on for another year when everything is paralyzed. So in this sense, I must say it probably is a sense of relief in Moscow that the story of Brezhnev will not be repeated when he was unable to work and stayed on for 2-3 years. And this is, of course, a very major change. It may be a change now from old leadership to new, a generational change. And though the chances are greater that we will have another transitional leader at the top.
How bad are relations between the United States and the Soviet Union? I ask you that question because I know you've been there and you've expressed some concern. How bad would you say they were when this happened?
They were very bad. They were at their lowest point from the time of Cold War. And as a matter of fact, what was happening was a repetition of the Cold War in different circumstances. I think that we almost have no way but to improve the relations with the Soviet Union. And I do hope that President Reagan will use the opportunity of this death of the Soviet leader to start really a conversation, a dialogue with the Russians. I think it would be very good if President Reagan would go to the funeral, not as he did in the last time when he didn't go to the funeral of Mr. Brezhnev. And I think that there are signs on the of Mr. President Reagan's policy that he wants really now to start a real dialogue with the Soviet Union. And maybe this is the opportunity to do it.
But what is Soviet receptivity really going to be? Might they see that in an election year environment as being too much eagerness on his part?
Of course they will. They are not naive. They are very good politicians, and they will see it. But they are also pragmatists. They are people who think in terms that they have to deal with anybody who has power. And from this point of view, I think that they will be eager to talk. If they believe that President Reagan will be re-elected, they would think that he will be even more difficult to deal with after an election. And I think that the opportunity should be used.
I'd like to follow up, if I could. Do you mean he should go to the funeral and meet with whomever he finds there, even if no clear leader has emerged?
No, I think that there will be a selection of the leader before the funeral. Mm. That is to say, I think within a day or two, we will see a meeting of the Politburo and the Central Committee, and a new leader will be selected. And therefore, when he goes to the funeral, this will be the first opportunity for the leader of the West to meet with the leader of Russia.
Do you think there's any indication that the Soviets really do want an improvement in relations, that they want to change relations? We've talked to all the experts this morning. They say this could be the opportunity to change. Is there a climate for change? Or
the climate is very bad. It's relations and atmospheric things cannot be turned on and off in a day. And in my opinion, they lack totally confidence in President Reagan. They see in him the most formidable enemy that they had in the United States from the times of Truman, probably. And in this sense, it will take more than a visit, or let's say going to the funeral, to improve the relations. But the first step has to be made. The Soviets, in my opinion, want improved relations. But the Soviets feel that they are being pushed into a corner. And in this sense, they would like to see some signs from the United States that America is ready also for some kind of a compromise, for give and take. They think that this was not the case.
I know that you're one of the foremost scholars of Soviet secession. Earlier on the broadcast, Ambassador Malcolm Toom gave a rather frightening portrait of Mr. Romanov, who is one of the possible younger group of successors. Taking a look at all of them, what do you think a new generation, this younger generation of leadership, really could bring?
I must say that I would be very cautious in speaking about individual. However, with regard to Romanov, there's a lot of evidence that he's not the most attractive man. But I would be very cautious about predicting how an individual will behave once he's elected to be the Secretary General for two reasons. The first reason is that when you are dealing with an autocracy, when the second or third man in line will never really say or do what he wants to do because he has a boss and he will play to the boss. So if you remember Khrushchev, he was a Stalinist. He was under, you know, he was a man who one would describe as very, very bad man. And then he attained power and his policy was anti-Stalinist. So this is the first point. And the second point is that the office changes the man in many, many respects. And again, on this basis, I can give you some my characterizations of some of those people who probably will be in the forefront for this job. But I wouldn't attach too much attention to their past performance. For example, I think that there are basically two choices now for the Soviet leaders. The first choice is to have another old leader who will be again a transitional leader. What argues in favor of that is that the young people, young in quotes, in the Politburo are really not prepared for the job. They are narrow specialists. And Mr. Romanov is a very, very narrowly specialized man. Mr. Gorbachev, who in my opinion is the key candidate of the young generation, spent his whole life in a provincial town in Russia. Only a few years ago he came to Moscow, and he is a specialist in agriculture, and he doesn't know much about anything else. So they hoped probably that Mr. Andropov would be for another year, and in this time they would prepare a young man. But it's quite probable that when the debt came now, that they will opt for another older leader to keep the line, you know, for a year or two, a Mr. Ustinov or a Mr. Grishin, the secretary of the Moscow Committee, or Mr. Chernenko.
Doctor, thank you so much.
Indeed, we appreciate your expertise this morning, especially.